what they are eating. Exactly. What are they eating? They are eating these little tiny grasses that have to work really hard to grow. And it turns out when vegetables have a lot of adversity and have to work really hard to make it above the earth, they're filled with things that are good for you and filled with something called alpha-linolenic acid, which I don't know if you were talked about this the other day, is actually the precursor to eicosapentaenoic acid, which is the omega-3 fats in fish. And we can pretty much do a decent job, most of us, unless there's some real genetic problem, of converting that, as can lambs, to the omega-3 fat form. So it turns out that that's where they were getting it. And if you look at the research, and this is out of UC Davis, all of a sudden we've traveled from Iceland to the Central Valley here, and you look at grain-fed beef versus free-range animals who are kind of equivalent to the Icelandic sheep, except maybe not getting as much as the Icelandic sheep. What do you see is the difference in their omega-3 fat levels between all these free-range or wild animals and the corn-fed confined beef? More omega-3s. Yeah, any other observations? Oh, isn't that astounding? Isn't it? Yeah, isn't it? It's so interesting. Yeah, and monounsaturated too. And it is really quite interesting. So, the other fats sort of march out the same, but those are really the really interesting ones. So.